It's a fascinating experience to stand there on the stage as the Marshalin and have a lovely young singer, you know, as we have here, singing the text to me that I remember.
Of course.
Singing myself to a great lady all those years ago. And it somehow represents the whole concept of the role of the Marshalin, mm-hmm. you know, actually observing the passing of time and the change from youth to maturity. You know, the journey that she's undergone in her life, which she describes so beautifully in the monologue as well.
That's fascinating. Mm. Fascinating description. Mm. Well, and in the end, I mean, that she is so selfless that she's able to give up this young boy ultimately, yes. and let him go.
Yes, it's an interesting thing. I guess it's not only being selfless, it's accepting the reality of life, accepting the situation that she's in. She's a person of great distinction and position in her community, and she has to maintain that, or be seen to maintain that. All would be lost if, unlike her husband who can go off philandering, you know, if she was found to be in the same situation, would be ostracized. So it is important that she, first of all, maintains that position of respect. And Octavian is so young and passionate and just at the beginning of his amorous life. I think there's no way out but to put an end to it, because he's beginning to get slightly out of control and a bit dangerous about it.
And still enamored maybe of an older woman in the romance.
Yes, of course. Indeed. And it's just, I suppose, her wisdom at understanding how life works, and that these great passions are not forever. You know, they have a time limit on them. And the fact that I think she genuinely loves Octavian very much. I think she has a very deep love for him. And in that, she wants the best for him. And the best for him, obviously, is to move into life with a partner of his generation, which is what she is able to do, to stand aside and allow him to move forward.
Well, and as you said, she's a woman of a certain place. She's married, a certain place in society, and it would be disastrous.
Yeah, she's the princess of their region, basically. So she would lose all that. But it's not only that. I think it's obvious to her that, you know, as time passes, you are able to stand back. And I think the phrase that's perhaps the most important for her character is when she's just towards the end of the monologue, and she's talking about the fact that, you know, time has changed her. You can see it in your face. You can see it when you look in the mirror. And the phrase that's the most important for her in the opera is "und in dem wie," which means, and in the manner in which you handle life. The fact is that life will present us with these changes. The way you handle it, it's the grace and the dignity that you have about actually handling it in the how that is the most important thing. And she has a lot of how. She really understands how to handle the whole situation with great dignity.